Maryland lawmakers are considering legislation that's designed to limit local enforcement of federal immigration laws. Members of the House Judiciary Committee heard from supporters and opponents of the bills yesterday. WIPR's Rachel Bay was there and is on the line now. Rachel, start off with explaining how these bills would work.
Sure. So one prohibits state and local law enforcement from asking about immigration or citizenship status when they stop or arrest someone. It also prohibits law enforcement from honoring what are known as Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, detainers. These are requests by ICE to hold someone without a warrant signed by a judge. The other bill requires schools, hospitals, and courts to publish policies limiting immigration enforcement on their premises. The sponsors and supporters of these bills say they promote public safety.
And that's because without these protections, immigrants are often afraid to report crimes, right?
Yes, that's part of it. The sponsors also want to encourage immigrants who have witnessed crimes to testify in court. The second bill is designed to support public health. This is Michelle LaRue. She's the senior manager of health and social services at the immigrant rights group CASA.
Due to administrative policies creating fear, our community are actively disenrolling from free and reduced lunch, from Medicaid, from the ACA, from SNAP, from a slew of different programs, again, when they're fully eligible.
She said she has seen children as young as 4 or 5 getting on public buses to take themselves to school without their parents because ICE agents have been known to wait outside schools to arrest parents as they drop off their kids. Someone else brought up the current coronavirus outbreak. Immigrants infected with this virus or another highly contagious illness who are afraid to seek medical attention could pose a public health risk to the rest of the community.
Earlier this week, the Justice Department announced that it is suing several so-called sanctuary cities, cities that won't honor ICE detainer requests. If Maryland ends up passing these bills, would we become a sanctuary state and risk our own lawsuit or the loss of federal funds?
The supporters of the legislation say no, but the bill prohibiting law enforcement from honoring detainer requests does seem to meet the Justice Department's definition of a sanctuary bill. And Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins said definitively, yes, this would make Maryland a sanctuary state.
This type of legislation, sanctuary legislation, grossly undermines public safety and places the public at risk.
That sentiment that the bill poses a safety risk was something other law enforcement officials at the hearing echoed. They rattled off a list of crimes committed by undocumented immigrants and even made some unsubstantiated generalizations about immigrants from certain countries being inherently dangerous. It's worth noting that Frederick, Harford, and Cecil counties participate in a program called 287G, through which they assist ICE with immigration enforcement through their county jails. The sheriffs from those counties said they would probably have to end that program if this legislation passes.
So what are the prospects of this legislation getting through the General Assembly this year?
So in the past, similar bills have passed in the House but have had a tougher time in the Senate, either stalling completely or getting watered down. But the Senate has shifted to the left politically, and the Judicial Proceedings Committee in particular has a new leader in Senator Will Smith this year, and he's more liberal than his predecessor. So we will have to see.
Rachel Bay reports on the General Assembly and other things for WIPR. Thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure.